but that's fine.
That's fine. That's cool.
Dang. Dang. I just want to rock.
I wasn't even ready. Daddy,
come on, bro.
Hey, man.
Damn.
Welcome back. Playback. No. Welcome back to another episode of the Let's Keep It A Buck podcast. The only podcast. We take our job seriously. Okay. Mm-hmm. We take our jobs very, very seriously. Today's the 31st. We know what day it is. That's why we've got Halloween costumes on. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
My body, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Sage, I don't even have to ask, but tell the people about yourself.
Hey, man. Hey, man. I'm the hidden Negro Kage from the village hidden in the trenches. it's gonna be good tonight, man. It's gonna be a good night, man. It's gonna be a good night, bro. Trust and believe. Souls on OSTs.
Come on, man.
Let me tell you, I found out Korra was like the worst avatar today.
She's some shit. She's some shit.
She got a whole show.
Not even on like the nerd tip. Her avatar state just, I don't like it. She's ass.
Is it because she's a woman?
Kyoshi top two.
Hey, I was like, you know what's crazy?
Kyoshi top two.
Hey, Kyoshi killed the nigga, so she's fired. Yeah.
Punk the nigga. Just cuz.
Damn.
I don't know. B-Souls, how are you and who are you?
I'm B-Souls, and I am Russell from Up Today. As I was on a, was it Saturday? Hey, man, I've seen enough comments. I think it's time to embrace it. No cap. Hey, it's been killing Twitter. 3,000 likes. It's been killing Instagram. So, hey, I'm getting what I wanted from it. So
that's a fire costume.
I just want to rock.
I give him that. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't see that one coming. I'm gonna be hot. I'm gonna keep it hot. I was like, damn, Souls. You got
I already got the next 2 years locked too. Net from Spider-Man and Yajirobe. But go ahead, man.
That's crazy.
He's crazy.
And I, as you can see with the green hair, I am Ichigo Omario. And I just want to rock. Yeah.
Oh hell!
This shit quiet as fuck, but all right.
This shit cool. Oh my god!
Yeah. Hey, you said I was killing your ears last time. I didn't want to kill your ears.
That sounded like a lead attorney soundboard right there.
Oh, you the real one is the real one. Hey, the real one is there. I got the real one.
Oh shit, you were ready. Okay, that one better.
I just want to rock.
Hey,
I just want to.
Nah, this shit is crazy.
Ichigo Omario!
Have y'all actually listened to the whole song?
Hell no.
That's the whole song, Sage. Like, there's no bars, no. I just rock the whole song.
The whole time for like 4 minutes.
Three.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, two. It's a two.
Of course it's yes, two. Yes. God damn. I forgot it's 2022. 2 minutes. Yeah, it's 2 minutes you're out of here. Shit.
You just cut it back. You just. And then you bring it back.
Terrible.
Listen, let me take these gloves off. These are not user friendly at all. If you're new to this and you want
that mustache is so nasty.
That mustache is crazy. I ain't gonna lie. That mustache is crazy.
It's a me. Omario.
Omario, yeah.
Deku! No. Yeah. Y'all see the green hair back there. What anime character has green hair?
Shit. Broly.
Deku. Broly.
That green.
Damn, it's a lot of them, low-key. Damn.
Yeah.
Zoro.
Hey, man.
Yeah, Zoro.
If you're new to this and you want to be true to this, make sure you hit that subscribe button. Make sure you hit that join button. There will be some shenanigans. I'll go through that whole routine in the Discord tonight. And if you want to show your actual support, like real support, but like real support, this is a super chat.
Hey, y'all know the tier system, man. 10 and up.
I'm in the super chats tonight, man. Please. Please.
We will stop. We will stop everything we're doing to read your super chat.
Texas, you didn't even read it. You didn't even read it.
Oh, I thought I read it. Hey, listen. I just want to rock. I'm not gonna lie. And this mustache is hella hot.
That motherfucker is devious.
BG says, "How was timeout, Omar? I went to a skate party, buddy. We can talk about that later. But I went to a skate party. It was fantastic." Skate.
Okay.
Texas Beanie Baby says, "Ooh, pod." I don't know if that's like a ghost voice.
I don't know if you're shouting out the woo. I don't know. And which woo type shit? Go ahead.
Gully, shout out to a new member.
Yes,
shout
sir.
Out to my boy.
I think that's an MVP. I think it's an MVP.
Yeah. Get a bomb for the MVP.
The Bulma simp today? Question mark.
Yeah, that's over $9.99.
There we go.
One cent over.
Says, "B-Soul's looking like a Boy Scout."
Because he is a literally Boy Scout. What it is.
Bro, it's never seen Up. This is insane.
Hey, it's 2022. He ain't never seen Up. Nobody tell him about the first, 3 minutes of Up. He's about to have an awful time. Just go watch the first 3 minutes, buddy. It's on YouTube. Right.
For real.
Come back. I'll allow you to leave, but come back. Listen, oh, look at this man, Texas Beanie Baby for a
nigga really trying to scare niggas.
We'll stop anything we're reading to do some chat. How are y'all, man? I missed y'all. I wasn't here last podcast. How are y'all?
Hey, man, we needed you. We needed you bad.
Omar, we were in the topic. We were like, all right, what's next?
Okay. Hold on camera.
Hold on. Give me a second. What crew send? All right, let's talk about this.
Into the topic. That's the worst part. Then we just never got into the topic. It's crazy.
Whoa. Hold on.
Hey, yo.
Salt your fries.
And I like this name. Best podcast on the planet. Y'all crack me up every time. Keep up the great work. I like that one. Let me drop it. This is going to be loud. No, I'm not going to drop it. I will. Hey, shout out to Salty as Fries, man. We appreciate you. I love you. I love you. I'm in love with you.
Wait, what?
I'm in love with can we say that? Are we all going to say
I'm
in love
with you? You can. I thought you weren't a single man, though. So I was
no, gonna... I'm saying you say it.
Oh, so I have to be in love with him?
Yes.
I love you. There you go.
There we go. Sage?
Hey.
This is the only motherfucker that's single on the pod, bro. Go ahead.
I'm single, bro. I don't want to be tied down. I like you. I'm in like with you.
There we go. Hey, that's all you gotta get from Sage, man.
I'm in like with him, bro.
Oh, I know this guy's stressed tonight. What's up, Amber? I know he's stressed. Damn. Snickers again? This is crazy. Anthony says Domo playing the invisible man.
Listen, man, let's get into the topic. It's crazy that we have to spin the block. I'm going to take this off. I can't do this.
That shit was your upper lip and then some. This shit actually is absurd.
Yo, a TikTok clip of Omar really getting serious about Kanye with
this. I was thinking this. I'm going to be honest. I was thinking about putting in a whole different costume, like a referee joint or something. I was like, there's no way I'm about to be sitting here with a Naruto fit. Souls is about to be a side character in Up, and he has a Mario hat on. And we're like, yeah, so Kanye West, man, what a terrible guy.
Anti-Semitism.
Like, there's no way.
I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
Do not make a short from this podcast, man. Please.
Hold on. This is eating crab legs. Watching the pod. Sorry, Sage. Shout out to JJA379, man.
I just want to rock. This is crazy.
Oh, we have to tell him too. JJ, I love you, man. I love you.
I love you too, man.
Hey, man. I'm liking you guys a lot tonight.
Sage, that one was directed towards you. That's so crazy.
Bro.
And he said sorry too.
I can't get tied down, man. You know? Like, once it happens, bro, I start simping and shit. I fall hard when I fall in love, man.
Yo, Deku.
You date to Mary?
Mario.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Deku, I date to Mary.
Deku O'Mario doesn't fuck with that. Deku O'Mario. Okay.
Deku O'Mario. Get the fuck out of here.
Let's get serious. Let's get serious for a second. We'll get back to some other stuff. But people have been asking for it. He's back on his crazy tirades and X, Y, and Z, but it's time to talk about Kanye West and the most recent anti-Semitic. Can you say that? Can you say anti-Semitic on YouTube?
That's a good question.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I just, I don't know. Hey. Last thing I want to do is be canceled because, you know, they be platforming folks. Yeah, let's talk about his most recent anti-Semitic comments and all his bannings. So where I want to start first is the big one. He's really been cut ties from everywhere based off of like his interview rampages and stuff like that. He's basically been cut from everywhere. But most specifically, his Adidas contract, the Yeezys are dead. They're finito. They are donezo. They won't be coming back. Let me explain, but they won't be coming back there no more. So if you have Yeezys right now, stop wearing them, wash them, put them in a box. They might be worth something one day. Adidas says they are going to maintain the rights on the designs and all past and future colorways, though. But everybody's leaving Kanye. Jaylen Brown left his sports agency. Aaron Donald left his sports agency. The school got closed. The school with no accreditation. And I think five of the top class of 2023, top 10, 15, 2023 guys. JP Morgan, they kicked them out of the bank. So I want to know y'all's thoughts about all this going on with Kanye since the last time we talked about him.
Well, I believe Jaylen Brown did say the school was accredited. I just want to make that correction.
That's what he said?
Yeah.
What Jaylen Brown know?
He's in down the sports.
What's the Celtics record right now? What's the Celtics record right now?
Oh, God.
Four and two?
Nah, they got me tight, bro. They got me tight. What's the Celtics? You said 4-2.
Is he talking shit now because the Hawks are good? This is crazy.
I don't know. I don't know nothing about them. I am a Luka Avenger. Don't know nothing about that. All I'm saying is
Luka losing.
Jaylen Brown, they losing, but Luka is hooping. Say, I ain't gonna lie. I ain't even want to talk about basketball. That guy is good. Oh, they top three. They top three in the East. Okay, Jaylen Brown can talk. They're top three in the East, though. But go ahead. Okay, so he's accredited.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. They're accredited.
The school is accredited. But, I mean, I'm just not surprised with all the repercussions. That's all. I mean, people don't want to be connected to someone who's making these types of comments, especially big brands like this. We've seen it on a smaller scale with that, whatchamacallit, that IG model. I don't know if you guys remember from a while back. She was... I forgot the storyline, but I'm just saying we've seen storylines like this on a very, very small scale. I don't know why, like, people are surprised that it's happening on this scale as well. I'm just not surprised. That's all. Not surprised at all with everything that's going on.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy how I'm not shocked either. Honestly, the only thing that's kind of shocking is that despite dissing, despite, I wouldn't even say directly dissing, but being very dishonest or not thoughtful, I should say, in regards to the all white lives matter thing or the white lives matter thing in regards to the black community, all the other stuff like slavery is a choice. He's had crazy claims that, yes, you can hear him out, Kanye fans, but he's had crazy claims and headliners. For then he to say this shit about the Jewish community as well. This dude is, I'm not calling him. I don't know. I don't know Kanye. But he is terrible at public speaking, if anything. At bottom line, he is terrible at public speech. So the only thing I'd say that's shocking about this at the end of the day is truthfully, the people that, and I know some people in real life that are just caping for the nigga. Like anything he says is just facts. They can't see past him potentially being wrong or out of pocket or anything like that. And it's like, dude, at some point, even if he has a good explanation for what he says, guys, at the end of the day, you hurt a community, bro. You got to acknowledge and be like, look, this is what I meant, but I didn't mean to hurt your community in this way. But if you have to do that all the time, every time you speak, at that point, yeah, nobody want to rock with you. That's bad PR. So I'm not shocked.
I'm not as loud anymore, right? Someone in the chat.
You good.
What's the call? I agree. What you said is especially about the people in real life. In today's day and age, more than ever, I think maybe it's just because we live in today's day and age. I hate when people say that, but I'm gonna say it. Today's day and age. When did you live in another day and age? But in today's day and age, you know, people are just experts on everything. So everywhere I go, even at the grocery store, people are like, "Oh, okay," because all I wear is Yeezy. Oh, okay. I see you got on Yeezys, huh? Okay. So how you feel about, you know, what Kanye said? Because you know he right, right? You know he right, right?
Team Kanye.
That's happening for real.
Yes. Me, I swear to you. I just need to know if y'all are out of apple cinnamon oatmeal. That's what I need to know. So, but yeah, today more than ever, then people are just like, "Oh man, I gotta figure out what's going on." I mean, not what's going on, but yeah, Kanye's right. People don't know the truth. X, Y, and Z. I will say this though: there wasn't this much backlash when, you know, he said the things about black people and black people were displeased. But I do hear the sentiments that, you know, black people just didn't stay united on it. They just definitely did not stand united on it. They could have blackballed him from different places, but they didn't. JJ, what is this? I'm going to start calling you JJA379 says Kanye always said crazy stuff, but ever since Kim left him, it seems like a kid that's going through an acting out phase. And I would agree too. Like Texas Beanie Baby, drop that one right there. And, not as good as that stash. I like that Texas Beanie Baby, but I see where you're coming from. JJA and people are talking about divorce and all this other stuff and how it makes you act out, which I can't wait till we talk about Tom Brady too, but. That's not an excuse here. Him getting divorced from Kim is not an excuse.
Yeah, too, because they do that stuff. They make the argument too with Kanye's mom dying, and there's a point where it's like, bro, this is not an excuse for you to be an asshole. It just isn't. And I did want to bring up your point too about his slavery comments from a while back. I did find it surprising that all of these brands, like, this is the line that they drew, but I understand.
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, I didn't want to be the, oh, but what about when he, that type of guy, but that was something I was questioning about, like, the intent of these brands pulling out and how genuine they are with, you know, the stuff that they're doing. I think it's very similar to when Andrew Tate got deplatformed. I was like, I understand that you guys are just enforcing the TOS that you guys have, but in all reality, I don't think this is like a genuine thing that you guys are doing to protect your platform. And we don't, you know what I'm saying? It's the fact that it's affecting the bottom line now that it's this.
Yeah. It's crazy. Again, I didn't want to bring it up because, but it was an obvious thing, talking point, I guess. All I'll say is, sorry, damn, that cough kicked my ass. All I'll say is low key, It is odd as a member of the black community, obviously, that people can have these wild ass statements about us, and then all that happens is they get trashed, but they don't get quite canceled. And then, like, the first time he's starting to offend people outside of it, that's where it's like, oh, instead of a raccoon, this dude's just weird. Get him out of here. So maybe that's the logic, but it's always been like that, in my personal opinion. So, I ain't got much to say. I don't want to dive too deep into it because the conversation will turn something that don't need turns.
It's the lack of unity. It's the lack of unity. And I don't forget him real quick because he's Quinn Smith. Shouts out to Quinn Smith. He became a new member and he wants everyone to know it.
Okay.
He wants everybody.
Quine?
I think it's Sean. But
Sean? Oh shit.
What? Might be Sean. How is that Sean?
Oh, never mind. I think it's supposed to be an X. No. Go ahead.
What do you say? Q-I-A-N is Sean?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like Asian. Never mind.
Q-I-A-N search.
Okay. And then Super Saiyan.
Like xenophobic type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Xenophobic. Oh, never mind. No, that's a Z. Never mind. Keep moving.
What?
What the fuck?
Keep moving. Yeah. I fucked it up.
Anyway, and Super Saiyan Man also became a member as well, man. Shout out to y'all boys. I don't know what B-Souls was trying to get off.
Wait, how do you spell xenophobia? Is it with an X? It's with an X, right?
It's with an X.
So that's
with an X. Wait, what are you trying to say?
This was a Q.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand.
Never mind. I thought it was an X. That was my mistake. Yeah. I thought it was an X.
I was like,
that Q was an X?
Yeah.
How the hell you do that, Benji?
Nevertheless, I think it's important to also note, because Sage did say he was a shitty public speaker, which is actually very, very... Oh, wait, what he said? It's pronounced Keon.
Keon!
No
way.
Not
Sean. But this
no
is, this
way, buddy. No way,
someone,
buddy.
Someone got scammed. Someone. Thank he's you. Lying he's like lying hell, yeah. Like he's yeah, lying, no. bro. Maybe not Keon, bro.
No there got to be a dash between the I and the A.
Keon?
No way your name is Keon.
I got to get Cliff for being stupid then. Keon? That makes sense. Oh, wow.
I think it's important to note, though, that other people have said... other people have said similar things to what Kanye has said before, but like Sage said, he's just an L public speaker. And I'm in the vein of like, because the same thing happened in the academic situation. Instead of just naming a generalized group of people, because you will receive backlash because you generalize, so the general public is going to get mad. If you don't know, academics called out all the old hip hoppers. If you call out somebody specific, I think it'll lead to a better result. Because here's a video of Dame Dash from a couple years ago.
Todd Moskowitz, and all those players. You know, Julie Greenwald. Ask them about their perspective on what happened. Why don't they get questioned? Why, they make money off us every day. Let's make some money off them.
Before we get into that. Names, boy. Y'all.
Slovenia with the 50. Shit.
That's crazy.
I tried in my head. I couldn't do it. Give up.
So Vaxis, damn, I'm late for the pod. Shout out to my Hokage Sage Halloween special. Brr. Headed to work. Thought I'd drop this. Hey, you dropped your nuts off, King. I love you.
Appreciate that, gang. Appreciate that.
When y'all stop saying y'all love them to the people that make. Come on, bro.
I love you.
I like you a lot.
That's crazy. And they be doing it for Sage specifically.
Bro, please don't. I'm going to feel bad at some point. Please don't. I'm going to feel bad.
But in that
you
clip.
Doing this for Sage. No cap.
Gangy.
For Daddy, man. Sage.
Are you in the trenches?
What the fuck?
What village are you in?
Hey. Oh, I'm from the village of Lightning. I'm going to be honest, but I got.
Is that Zabuza's sword?
Yeah.
Oh, you got Pops Uni?
Oh, this nigga got a bunch of different
stuff. Oh, that nigga got Pops Uni, CTE on the chair. I love that.
That's crazy. That's
crazy. I love that shit.
I thought you was heading to work.
DreamCon next year. No,
okay. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely heading to work, but they're having a costume party, so that's where I'm heading to.
Oh, that was you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I appreciate you, dog.
Appreciate
see you. Peace out, man. Peace out.
Yeah, I don't know if... Y'all just like in that clip, Dame Dash named like, and we might get canceled. I ain't gonna lie, might have thought somebody else was gonna get us canceled. It'll be Omar. Dame Dash just named some Jewish niggas, no cap.
Yeah, he did.
And he called them out and talked about them extorting, you know, the black community and black culture and making money off of them. But I think the problem with Kanye is he just didn't put a name on it. Put a name on a Jewish niggas you talking about. You just can't say, yo. I don't fuck with the Jew niggas. Like, that's crazy, bro. That's yeah. crazy.
Yeah, I 100% agree. 100%.
I just think you can have a lot of these conversations and a lot of brands would be fine with it. You just don't be yelling and, like, be aggressive with your language.
Yeah, he's trying to be heard all the time, right? Like, he's like, hey, motherfucker, this is what I said. Like, all right, Kanye, damn. So. Yeah.
And the thing that makes it worse for me is that, I hate the fact that he keeps trying to tie like George Floyd's family into this.
Yeah, please.
So after that, after that lawsuit came out, he basically sent out a message to the family on Instagram talking about, well, either you're being controlled or you're being greedy. I too know what it feels like to have somebody's knee on my neck. Yeah. This is, I don't know. Oh, hold on.
Woo!
Hold on. Rich nigga alert. Yes, sir. That's what I hate. Shit like that is what I like to hear. B-Souls, read it for me.
Just call me Ja, and let's see if the donations can raise the price.
Damn.
Hey, let me give you another one, man. The lead attorney really changed the game. No cap.
You know what I'm finna give him.
1600 block. I just wanna rock. I just wanna rock.
Body out. Shorty got that body out. Hey, we should do that twice every pod. I ain't gonna lie. That song is hard as fuck. Say now you gotta say you love him now. You gotta say it.
He the only one that I might say it for. We'll see.
Mike is crazy.
He going crazy, bro.
All right, next time I tell you what, at $100, I'm playing that song and I'm holding B-Souls and Sage to get up and dance with me.
Whoa. That's all. I'd rather say I love the nigga.
Let's pie today.
I'd rather say I love the nigga. Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm holding him to it.
Hey, when I told y'all I wear boxers to the pod sometimes, this is one of those times. So I ain't getting up. I just wanna rock for my seat.
I think he can't.
I just wanna rock for my seat, bro. This is crazy. Hold on. He donated one more.
Hold on. See, I can't go like this, bro. See, chat ruined it for you. Blame chat. Chat ruined it for you, bro. See, they gonna be like, oh, bro, see, you getting pressed. I don't know now, bro. See, saying now, pussy. I don't know, bro. I was thinking about it when I seen it, and then everybody else. Oh, bro, you getting pressed, Sage. Oh, you pressed you to say it. I don't know.
Wait, do you have pants on?
Me?
Do I have pants on? Nah. Yeah. Hell nah.
What's wrong with
you? You're wearing boxers too? What's up, gang? Hold on. Hey, your soul's a Sage in the building. Man. Hey, what's up?
Hey, man, dicks out pod, nigga.
Dicks out when I walk in the club. Dicks out pod, man. Hold on. We got another one.
Oh, shit.
Hey, what do we have to do to get the I love ya?
All right. Boma. All right, Boma and Ja, these two niggas got it. All right. All right, Boma and Ja.
Yes!
I might find some love for these two niggas. I ain't gonna lie. I might find some love for these two niggas. Boma and Ja going crazy. Shout out to y'all motherfuckers. No cap.
Thank you, bro. Tell them you love them. That's what I like to hear.
Damn. Yeah, them motherfuckers went crazy. Boma got tenure. And then Ja, I don't know what the fuck happened to Ja pockets today. That nigga times 20.
Hey, you know what's crazy? I just thought about this too. Next time y'all come to Atlanta, I know a place where we can actually like WWE wrestle. We should do that.
100%. I'll RKO a nigga. What? Yeah. All I'm doing the whole time, niggas can do whatever move they got to do. I'm RKOing somebody. 100%.
It ain't the OTE arena, right?
No. My homeboy is like a pro amateur wrestler. And so, like, me and Sniper Jones went to his little training facility, and Sniper Jones wrestled me. Yeah, he beat me. He beat me in wrestling.
I thought it was about to be okay. Like, all right, Thompson twins are out. It's time for us to wrestle.
Why is everything at the OTE arena? That's the Thompson twins.
That's the only thing I know about it, too. Just the Thompson twins.
That's it. What's it called? But also, speaking of wild comments, I ain't gonna lie. I'm not saying he's trying to. I actually don't think I have a problem with how he handled this stuff. Did y'all see what happened to Kyrie Irving this week?
Kyrie? No, I saw that he posted
something on his story, and then people were saying he's promoting anti-Semitism.
I've heard everyone say, did you see what Kyrie said? Or we'll talk about Kyrie in a minute. And I've never heard what he said.
And they never came back.
Yeah, they just never went to it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
So, funny. Damn, Shannon, get to Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, this so, video ends. Sorry, go ahead.
So essentially, Kyrie Irving, and I want to get an excerpt. I don't want to get the whole video. Kyrie Irving was a part of, he tweeted out first some Alex Jones videos. Now, Alex Jones is the dude that got sued by the Sandy Hook survivors because he's a big conspiracy theorist and X, Y, and Z. But this was old Alex Jones footage. It's had nothing to do with them. And in fact, in the press conference, the post-game press conference, he definitely denounced all of that from Alex Jones. But all the stuff that Kyrie Irving was tweeting about was just Alex Jones saying, hey, there's secret societies out there and they don't have your best interests at heart. That's all he tweeted. It was a video. And then he just tweeted out a picture of a book. And the book is about Black Hebrew Israelites. Let me see what it's called. This is what it's not. Is that what it's called? Hebrews to Negroes? Yeah. This is what it's called. Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America. It was a link to the book. And I can show the link to the book right now. Well, actually, you know what? We're going to stay away from that. We are going to play it. We're going to play a little safe game.
All right. Play a little safe.
But so, and apparently in that book, it's a bunch of anti-Semitic. Apparently, it's a bunch of anti-Semitic rhetoric. But all he did was...
Jews or...
Yeah. Okay. But apparently all he did was tweet it. He says it wasn't promotion, but the main thing is Joe Tsai, the owner. Hold on. Because we got an owner. We got an owner too. Bring it up, B-Souls. Bring it up, B-Souls.
Damn. All right, you know what, bro? We're bringing back the sponsor of the pod. That's what we're doing.
This video is sponsored by Chia.
This is JJ
379
Sage.
JJ, man. Look, man.
B-Souls, go put some pants on. Go put some pants on.
Chill out, bro. That nigga's so right now. Hey, man. Nah. Yeah. Video sponsored by him, man. I love all our sponsors, man. Simple.
Just say you love him specifically.
Him specifically?
Yes.
I love him tonight.
Come on now. I want to get him tonight. So you got to say his name. Say his name.
Jaja 37 JJ Ja, whatever, nigga. The name under the screen for tonight. I love you, my boy.
That's what I'm talking about.
I love you, my man. 600 block. Hey, I just wanna rock. Hey, I just wanna rock. I just wanna rock. Body out of ya.
Hey, that's what I like. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, I'm addicted to that dance.
I'm never going to dance though. I tell you niggas now, y'all donate 5,000. I'm never getting up. Yeah, that's not happening.
Have y'all seen the guy that actually made the dance on TikTok?
Yeah.
Guy's clean with it. No,
he be killing it. I ain't gonna lie.
He be floating. He be floating, bro.
I think I might be able to pull it off too if I do it. Hold on. I'm gonna try.
What the fuck? That one actually got me.
But okay, so this is the Kyrie press conference. Because Joe Tsai tweets out and condemns Kyrie Irving for his messages, and this is the press conference where he got pressed at a press conference about it.
Okay.
Kyrie, while we're on the topic of promotion, why did you decide to promote something?
Hey, real quick, look at his face. Just look at his face.
Yeah, that nigga said all.
He does not want to rock. Thanks. This is crazy.
He does not want to rock.
Hey, he looked like, you know what? And I knew you was going to ask that.
I knew this motherfucker specifically.
This nigga right here was going to ask that question.
Okay. Alex Jones said.
That was a few weeks ago. I do not stand with Alex Jones' position, narrative, court case that he had with Sandy Hook, or any of the kids that felt like they had to relive trauma, or parents that had to relive trauma, or to be dismissive to all the lives that were lost during that tragic event. my post was a post from Alex Jones that he did in the early 90s or late 90s about secret societies in America of occults, and it's true. So I wasn't identifying with anything of being a campaignist for Alex Jones or anything. I was just there to post. And it's funny, and it's actually hilarious, because out of all the things I posted that day, that was the one post that everyone chose to see. It just goes back to the way our world is and works. I'm not here to complain about it. I just exist.
I just want to say before we finish, it is crazy to me that he posted this one thing that one person specifically said, and then everyone just correlated it to, oh, he must support everything that he does. That's such a crazy thing to say, because even with like people like Andrew Tate and Sneeko and stuff like that, like overall, I don't agree with a lot of what they say. But if a motherfucker says 1 + 1 = 2, and I agree, that doesn't mean I agree with everything they fucking say.
Exactly. But
he articulates himself. He articulates himself well. Damn, I read what somebody just said, but yeah, that's the precedent that's being set now. Same thing with politicians. If you say that you are voting for Stacey Abrams or whatever Democratic candidate, that means across the board you're a Democrat. 100%. It does not matter. All that other stuff. So
yeah,
that's the standard now.
That's tough.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And the promotion of the movie and the book.
Can you please stop calling it a promotion? What am I promoting?
Put it out on your platform.
But I'm promoting it? Do you see me in front of the
title? Putting it out there,
the
people are going to say that you are promoting.
Yeah, I put it out there just like you put things out there, right?
Yeah, but
it's not. You put things out there for a living, right?
Right, but my stuff is
great,
not
so let's move on.
Filled
let's
with
move on.
Anti-Semitic
let's
stuff.
Move on. Don't dehumanize me up here.
I'm not doing
I'm
that.
Another
You're
human
free to
being.
Post
I can
what,
post whatever I want, so say that what, and shut it down and move on to the next question.
But Kyrie, you have to understand that by
I don't have post, to understand anything from you. But
it's
nothing.
Not me.
Nothing.
By
it's no people that
you're
making up, bro. Move on.
But by posting
move
what
on.
You
next
did,
question.
Anybody
do you guys have any more questions?
And they're going to say,
you guys have any more questions?
Because
this is
going to
be a clip. This is going to be a clip that he's going to marvel at. Is this any more questions?
But you're not answering the question.
This is another answering your question. Oh, my God. Let's make another Instagram clip so we could be famous again. Next question.
Curry basketball related.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie, bro. Got cooked.
Nigga said basketball related questions. How you feel about Ben Simmons? No, let me stop.
No, that's tough. That's tough. What I will say is though, to the reporter's point, I don't know of a situation, unless you're deliberately saying in the post or like making a reaction video of like, yo, I disagree with what this person said. A majority of the time when you do make posts, it is promoting something, whether it's the idea of the post itself. So that part I feel like Kyrie's being a little bit disingenuous about, but that's after that. That's it though.
I may partly disagree, but not too much, because I feel like I know what you're saying. But at the end of the day, it's tough, man. When you're at a certain level in life that a lot of people won't ever even sniff Kyrie's clout or anything like that, the man's just on Twitter, bro. He's just like y'all at the end of the day. He got interested in his document. He was reading it and he tweeted about it. I don't think that's him necessarily saying, everybody, you need to check this out, read it. I think he was interested. Like if remember when Empire was popping? I don't think everybody agreed with everything Lucius did or whatever. But if you're like, this nigga Lucius did this in this fucking episode, I'm like, all right, bro. So I personally think he was in a lose-lose the second he started tweeting. It's why a lot of these people that hit those levels have these burners and shit like that. But I feel like everybody made a reach at the end of the day, but I do see why it could come off that way. I think the reporter was right when he said people are going to view it that way. However, I think people view it that way and it's wrong. And I just said Empire because it's the first thing that came to my mind, chat, before y'all start.
Damn, so fuck me, question. Anthony. Fuck. You telling them
hey,
when the
that
times
is
to come, you telling them when the good times to come into the CVS and steal, but fuck me, huh? Okay.
I didn't even see anything in my DMs. That's why I wasn't paying attention.
Nah, don't worry. See, okay.
Shut up.
Boma Simp with the 10. Shut up and dribble.
Not to that comment. The gunshot was not to that comment.
You dribble.
This is crazy. Don't clip that.
Nah, you're good. You're done. Nah. If y'all got me saying "shut up, woman," clip. Get him. Simple. Get him.
I will say this though, and this is the burden of having a platform and a voice and an audience that exceeds or whatever. You have influence. just by way of being successful, by way of being on TV, by way of being an entertainer, you have influence. Whether it's, you know, when B Souls and Sage had 10 followers or 10 subscribers on YouTube, and they posted videos about basketball, or you're Kyrie Irving with, you know, millions of eyes on you at any given moment. You have influence, period, point blank. And the promotion could be, because when you promote a book, I mean, just the assumption is to go read it. I don't think that you can do it any other way. I don't know what you're saying. He never explained that too. He never explained why he just tweeted a book. I just tweeted a book. Nobody just does anything, Kyrie. That is cap. I will say that. Now, I think it would have been better if he added words to it and just said, hey, read into this. Read into this. It's not a bad book. It's not a good book. I'm just saying this is a book to read. I think people wouldn't have had so many problems with it. I ain't gonna lie. I think that's my personal opinion.
Yeah, I have to see the tweets directly. I have to dive into it a lot deeper than I already know about it. But
he
just tweeted Amazon link. All right, tweet the Amazon link. Yeah. I think it's just a case of he was interested in the book. He was like, oh, you guys should check it out or whatever. But I guess it's technically promotion. But I don't think he was on like buy it. I think this is just what he was reading. But it sucks though. I'm seeing people in chat say that doesn't this come with the responsibility? I mean, doesn't this come with the fame and fortune that essentially you lose your right to talk? And it's again, yeah, but it's wrong that that's a thing. Like it is a thing, I suppose. I guess you would be right. Anything you do say could promote an idea or a whole fucking company or whatever. But that's definitely wrong. This shouldn't be how it is, but that's how people perceive it. That's something that should be changed.
On his story,
though. No, I think.
On Twitter, he posted the link.
Yeah, I didn't know he promoted. I didn't know he sent the link. Being said, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like that kind of just fucks up everything because I guess that quite literally is promo at that point. But
You think you lose your right to have a voice
when you hit a certain level? No, I think people view that. Like there were people in chat. I'll scroll up if need to. And people were like, "Yeah, but that comes with it, man. Like you can't just say certain things." Da da da. And I'm just like, that's not. While I guess I could see how what you're saying is technically true, that's a twisted viewpoint to have. Like if Drake likes YoungBoy, right? Or if Drake likes a YoungBoy song, right? And he tweets out the song, he says y'all should spin this up or whatever. I don't think that means he's saying fuck Lil Durk. You know what I mean? So it's just the unfortunate reality though that if I'm a Drake stan and I see him tweet out a YoungBoy song, I'm like, oh yeah, fuck this nigga Durk. Cause I'm a YoungBoy. I'm a Drake fan. Drake likes YoungBoy. YoungBoy hates Dirk. We will Aubrey type shit. So that's just how the shit go. So I think that shit is just tough.
I did want to bring up this chat specifically. I don't understand why you can't have a wrong opinion though. Only when it becomes dangerous do I feel like it's crazy. There was a time period when Summer Walker was telling people, hold on. Bring it up.
That looks pretty. The red?
That red do look good.
Read it off, B-Souls. Read it off, B-Souls.
Aramis Jones says for $100. Let me just.
The real A. Jones.
It's a circulation around. It's the narratives of Black Jews, Hebrews, and how Jews haven't accepted the reality of people back then. We're a lot darker. They were out in the sun more. Should we have read that? Is that a bad thing?
Hold on. Let me reread that. Circulation of the narrative of Black Jews.
I don't feel comfortable. It's a circulation around.
I'm not woke enough to speak.
Of Black Jews. Hebrews, I just don't know if I read Jews the wrong thing. Haven't accepted the reality of people back then were a lot darker. They were out right. In the sun more. It's saying that you know, Black people were Hebrew Israelites. That's what that book is.
He was out there
because they're in the sun. Now,
okay, I'm just making sure I didn't
You know, so much you're good. So I know what you think you said. You didn't say what you think you said.
I'm over here rubbing this.
You didn't say what you think you're saying. One, two. The only way you're cooked is that they clip you out of context. Say you're promoting it. Simple.
I'm rubbing this button like it's a nipple. Is anybody gonna dance with me tonight?
I've been dancing with you.
Okay. Say less.
Oh yeah, we get sturdy, Omar. Hey. Oh, what did you do? Yeah. Damn.
It's not controversial, I promise. Damn.
Get dirty. Get dirty. Shaky. I want to see you get naked.
That's my heart. Hey, he be doing it just like that. It's only because he did 100 back to back.
I wish I could bring it up, but the Bomber Simp just gifted 20 subs, man.
Oh, make me find a blue robe. Shit. Hey.
All right, we might get clapped. Turn off.
Oh, it's definitely yellow.
A little too long now. It's a little too long.
I'm gonna tell niggas now. Relax. Super chat rev. Relax. It is yellow like fuck.
I'm talking about what that happened to my one stream where I just got clapped in the middle of the fucking stream.
Oh no. Wait, you got clapped without putting the video up?
I reacted to the Nelk boys.
You got clapped for putting up Nelk boys, didn't you?
Yeah.
That wasn't because of. Oh, can we even say Nelk boys?
Also, found out today. Apparently, the dude I was talking to, he got claimed so much that he can't have memberships on his channel anymore. So
wow, that's great knowledge, because I don't have memberships and I swore I did it.
Hey, you know what though? I know a song.
But he's crazy with it though. So I don't know. Maybe it's just like a really extreme case.
Never mind. I won't even say who it is. There is a song that definitely won't get claimed, and I will find it. Never mind. But I think the funny thing about the whole Kyrie situation is that we're talking about having a voice. Yeah, Summer Walker back then, she had she had a moment in time where she was telling people you could feed your, it's not expensive to feed a baby. You could feed a baby on X, Y, and Z dollars a day and all this stuff like that. Right. And that's just, but we just know that that's like a false narrative. There was also a time where they were saying like, she said you could also feed a baby water, which will literally kill a baby, like a newborn baby. If you feed a baby water, it could kill a baby. So stuff like that, that's when it becomes dangerous. The folks that were saying the ivermectin, yo, you get Rona, take some ivermectin. Like, stuff like that is dangerous. So if you do have a platform and a voice, mm-hmm. Yeah, naturally so. Like, that is definitely dangerous. Can you be wrong?
You can't. No one is stopping you from being wrong.
Yeah, I think that's the issue.
There's going to be repercussions with everything that mm-hmm. you said. And before you go, Sage, I was watching Casey Neistat yesterday, and he was talking about the Kanye situation. He had a video on it, and he made a really good point. Us here, we're not ignorant motherfuckers, right? Like, when we see stuff like this, we just, okay, it's ignorant. I'm gonna move on with my day. I'm not gonna practice what he preaches, and you know what I'm saying, put it on a loudspeaker. But it's the 1%, it's the 0.05%. That's when it affects, and it essentially validates the people who are dangerous, the people who will go on the highway and hang stuff that have crazy things on it. That's when it becomes a problem. And I think that everything that's been going on recently with all of these deplatforming things, that's been a problem. That's been a problem. It's that 0.5% that can actually do some damage. They're the ones that are gaining confidence from everything that's being said. So.
Yeah. When I speak on situations like these, at the end of the day, unless I were to go out there, click said link, read said article, study Kyrie's mannerisms, read said tweet, and then have an entire thing. That is when I would be able to jump the gun and then have a take where either people would agree or disagree on. The problem is that is all the prerequisites. When you see these shorts, when you see these tweets, people are just on the go, probably driving, and you're not supposed to do that. They're just saying whatever, and they're moving on with their day. Then they wake up, they canceled or whatever. That's the first thing I think social media is dangerous for, is because a lot of times these people, well, yes, they can be wrong 100%. And at the end of the day, you have an opinion. People are allowed to disagree with you. But I feel like the nature of social media, I guess I'm leading into my second point, is made to tear down. Like, remember when Kyrie was talking about there's NBA fans in the chat. I know that. So remember when Kyrie was talking about we shouldn't be playing right now with all the shit going on, but y'all want to make a damn bubble. The frame one reaction wasn't, all right, why does he think this? The frame one reaction was, fuck Kyrie, he doesn't want to play basketball. Like that's kind of like the nature when you have these non-popular opinions. So I'm not just fine with what he said. To be honest, I barely know what he said. Omar told me this podcast. I didn't even know it was a link till 10 minutes ago. But what I'm saying is, a lot of times when I hear, did you see what this guy said? Yeah, he's wrong. Get him out of here. Did you hear what this girl said? Yeah, she's wrong. Get him out of here. Oftentimes I'm thinking, all right, could any person given a 30-second to a minute sample size to explain themselves, get themselves to where most people who would hear what they initially said get a meeting of the mind? That's my question whenever I see shit like that. I know I've been rambling. I probably fucked up what I'm trying to say because I'm not good at public speaking either. But yeah, that's like, it's what I'm trying to say is facts, but I don't know if I'm executing properly.
Also, to me though, like, if you know stuff gets taken out of context and you know how the media works, I would just communicate in a way knowing that. Like, that Sage knows it. We know it. When we make NBA videos and we say something, we immediately go to, now that doesn't mean blah, 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 blah. So we know that, okay, what we just said is going to be taken out of context. But immediately after, if motherfuckers clip this, just extend the fucking clip and you will know exactly why I said what I said. It doesn't take much. Does not take much, but
I'll say this. There's two things to that though. One, I mean, it's people's jobs, and that's true.
That's
all these other people, yeah, they're saying,
yeah, there's accountability on both ends.
It's people's jobs to literally take you out of context. Somebody's gonna get their viral moment off of y'all's bad NBA tape. Like if they can clip it out of context, y'all's reaction to a bad NBA tape. So they can clip it and, you know, put their own spin on it or whatever. That's their job. And then two, there is not enough context that you can give somebody. In order to explain a singular point, you'd have to make an hour, 3 hour video on the singular point for some of these people out there. So at some point, some people do just have to take the accountability and say, you know what? I'm a read. I'm gonna go ahead and read, do my due diligence. You know, look into what this person might be saying or trying to say or whatever. Cause at some point, and that's why I've held off on doing like an individual video about it, is cause it's like, all right, let's get the Kanye stuff out there. And then I'm gonna take the time after I've bashed him for like 14, 15 days, then I'm gonna take the time to dig deep into what he was actually trying to say.
That's very true.
So yeah,
that's very true.
It's a kind of thing on both sides, from the people viewing the content, the people making it, the people saying it. So,
and I will agree with this point before we move on to some of these last points. This is a fantastic point.
And I agree.
I said this last week. Folks cannot argue because they get into this. Arbit, that's how y'all said it? The real A. Jones? That's what I'm calling him. Fuck Alex Jones. Says Kanye just gets stuck in making metaphors but never really gets to the point because he doesn't know how to articulate himself. That's one of his biggest issues. People who can't articulate, argue, or whatever, they try to make it palatable for them and others. So that's why you try to take this broad topic and try to deduce it down to, that's just like saying a caterpillar is a worm. Because it's easy, and they're not. But I wanted to read this Joe side tweet before we get off of this, because I found this to be probably the most hypocritical stuff.
What is that? That's just me.
Oh no, that's my garage.
Okay. I was about to say, it might be my garage.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. Yeah,
I don't know.
It's about to get on you down here.
Joe Sy says, I'm disappointed that Kyrie appears to support a film based on a book full of anti-Semitic disinformation. I want to sit down and make sure he understands this is hurtful to all of us. And as a man of faith, it is wrong to promote a hate based on race, ethnicity, or religion. Now, what I find interesting about this is because this right here is absolutely true. Joe Tsai's Alibaba financially supported China's cultural genocide of Muslims. There's currently a genocide of Muslims going on in China, and his company is a supporter of that. So, but you know, he's rich. He's rich. He's richer than Kyrie, richer than Kanye. So the moves he can make is just different. I don't know. We can leave that one there. You don't have to.
Yeah, but I say that one kind of just falls on his face there.
Let me read this real quick. Henry for $20. Kanye is a contrarian, and every time you have a manic episode, some of your brain dies. Manic episodes drive his creativity.
Let's get into this conversation. I want to play a game, one of my favorite games. Whose fault is it?
Oh.
Tom Brady and Giselle, they're actually going through the divorce. Whose fault is it that they're going through the divorce? Is it Tom Brady, who at 45, Sage, 46?
Yeah, 45, 46.
Wants to continue to play football? Or is it Giselle who wants Tom Brady to come home and be a mother? Whose fault is it?
Brady. Easy, Brady. Easy, Brady. I ain't gonna lie. At some point,
can't be both.
Okay. It can be both, but if we have to pick one for the sake of the short, Brady, yo, it's hard to tell a grown man making millions that you have enough money. But when you like the clear cut go to your sport, you've accomplished everything you need to accomplish. At this point, you're playing with nothing to lose, whether it's physical well-being or literal GOAT reputation. And then you see yourself, you not even in your same prime, but I understand a lot as an athlete, you never think that you're out of your, like, it takes a wake-up call. But I can't say it's Shawty fault. I really can't.
I tried to say. There's no way.
It is both because again,
he wants something. Again, he's not working out. Let's part.
100%. 100%. Both is technically the answer because you're telling a grown man to not make his millions and live his dream. But at the same time, it's like, yo, you've done that. Yo, you got kids, bro. Yo, I ain't gonna lie. You got a wife, bro. Man.
What is Tom Brady chasing?
Another ring.
I don't know. To be honest with you,
because I'm being so serious. With him, LeBron, if they retired today, the motherfuckers who think he's the GOAT already think he's the GOAT.
Facts.
The people who think he's going to be the GOAT or isn't the GOAT, him winning another ring ain't going to change the 6 finals losses that he has.
Facts.
It's not going to change the fact that Tom Brady has 3 Super Bowl losses or however many it is compared to Joe Montana's undefeated record.
Yeah, but Brady unanimous though, pretty much.
I'm saying, but
I gotta say, like Sage said, you gotta say it's somebody's fault. I'm not gonna lie, Tom. Yes. Time is whooping it. You came back. You had a midseason. I watched a little docuseries they had on it. Apparently, back in 2007, he told her, "Yeah, I got about 10 more years of this football shit, and I'm done."
Which would put it
at 2017. It is 2022, and after you've already retired, we got a good 3 weeks of us living a family life, and that nigga was like, "I ain't gonna lie,
shit suck." Like, yo, come on, man.
I gotta go ahead and just get back out there. To then not even be, I think they're like third place in the NFC South, of not even a mid division, an awful division.
That's a bad division. That's a PJ Walker, Marcus Mariota division. That's a bad division.
He's the best quarterback by like leaps, bounds, miles, yards, nautical miles, whatever. And they're still having a mid season. I can't tell him what he wants to do. I just think that it's crazy that they have compromised. At the time of having a baby and children or whatever, starting a family, they decided that collectively. And she took on the responsibility. They took on the understanding that, hey, I'm going to have to retire from my professional modeling career in which I make more money than you. in order to start this family. At some point, though, she's going to want you to be a part of the family, Tom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now, we're saying 15 years later, you're yeah. like, okay, I don't want to do this. I don't know, bro.
It's like to her, whether it's right or wrong, I don't know these people. But at the end of the day, to her, she got to be feeling on some levels that she a second option of this shit. Like you settling, like when you can't play football, that's when you're going to settle for me type shit. So I get it.
Now, like made that clear? Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless made it clear.
That was, he said
that his wife is a second option. No,
he
cap.
Said that. Yes. Hey, apparently Bron said that too. When they did that shop thing with Lisa Leslie, mm-hmm. he's like, even over fatherhood, all that stuff, basketball comes first. Which Dang. I mean, it's fucked up to hear. I'ma tell you, and this is me being real. You can say that, and no disrespect to Savannah. You can say that when your wife has nothing going on. When your wife is eating off of you, that is fine. The problem is Brady married a supermodel wife. Like, she had shit going on. She was making great money. Top 3 supermodel in the world type shit. Like, she was crazy. She had shit going on. When your wife don't got nothing going on and her world revolves around you, you could drag her from 10 bucks to 2. It's not going to matter. You can't do that. You can't do that with her.
I shouldn't have unhid the camera. I should have waited. God damn it. I didn't think you would bring it back.
How is she selfish? Apparently, I don't know. Maybe, I saw a Joe Budden clip talking about how like he's like 3 to 4 years away from becoming a billionaire, too.
Three to four is crazy. Damn. 3 to 4. So apparently,
his whole argument is the fact that okay, the next 3 to 4 years, yes, Tom won't be home, but in the grand scheme of things, how old is their kids right now?
No. So apparently, what happened was, and I didn't hear when he was leaving New England. This is the rumor mill. He had an opportunity to go to Miami and play a couple years there, and then become a part of the ownership group, mm-hmm. kind of similar to like Derek Jeter. But the NFL apparently found that out, squashed that. So apparently he's going to play in Tampa and then play a couple more years in Miami and then become a part of their ownership group. But again, at some point, and it's, to be honest with you, forget the health stuff. Forget the health.
This is crazy.
Forget the health stuff. At this point, we are talking about, I mean, his kids was born in 09. I mean, we're talking about a good portion of their life. I don't know. And you also, while he was, because he did this too, Sage, right? He signed that big TV contract where he would then become an NFL announcer mm-hmm. post-career.
He sure the fuck did, yeah.
Bro never wants to be around his family, bro.
Yeah, that's probably a hidden talking point now I think about it. She probably was like, you just going to say the same shit every Sunday when you're going to talk about the game. So it's going to be a different, yeah.
So how many years would he have to play until he becomes an owner? Because There's some validity to the argument. Because at this point, you said they were born in 09, right? So Tom Brady has been out and about for, what, 13, 14 years now? Mm-hmm. Next 3 to 4. I mean, y'all think they're used to it at this point?
It's not about that. I applaud the ones that, I applaud the athletes that had their kids after they retired. It's a lot. On the road, one, you're not you're moving us. We're not in destination cities. Boston nor Tampa Bay are like destination cities to be in. Then that doesn't include all the PR work and camps that you have to do, all this other stuff that you have to do. So at this point now, what the oldest is 13? Is that what we're saying? 2019 makes him 10. 3 more years, so he's 13. We're talking about adding another 3 more years on top of that. For you to get into ownership, which also isn't some light task. So,
yeah, fucking by, my dad's just by 18, been, he's going to be to college. Yeah. He's going to go to college, so not going to be home anyways. I'm just saying, I see the argument on both sides, but ultimately, Tom Brady, go to fuck home. That's if I had to choose, go home, flip some burgers, put the grill on, make some lemonade, and enjoy your time with your fucking family.
I see the argument, but man, if I have to choose, I'm definitely like, I'm leaving my wife over some shit like that too. No cap, fuck it.
No, but I sympathize with her more because on a personal level, like, I know people in my personal life that's like, they just want more every time. Like, okay, what I have right now is good, but oh, if I work a little bit harder, I'm gonna get a promotion. Like, I can get more money for us. But it's like, yo, what we have right now is fine. Like, I'd rather you just stay where we're at right now and just be content with what we have instead of moving around the country and going to this place and that place. Now as a child, I need to make new friends and this, that, and the third. But I don't know.
And let me be clear. I don't know anybody. And it's different because, you know, people are at levels of success. I don't know any like major content creators from like our world that are in relationships. But part of it is because of reasons like this, is because I have to continue to stream till 2 a.m, which is then going to turn around and make me sleep all day. I'm going to live in a content house with like 5 other guys who are going to be screaming and doing all this other stuff.
Yeah, living in the content house with a girlfriend, that seems...
That don't even... Yeah, that seemed like a troll, man.
That seems not right to me.
I'm sorry, I'm just thinking about the whole AMP situation. Imagine I'm going to shoot fireworks and shorty... Oh, I didn't even... Nah. And you making that face because I
yeah. So
they're not all single, right? From my understanding.
The only Davis is the only one with a girlfriend currently.
Oh man.
And you know what? I won't even disrespect. I was gonna say some wild stuff. But yeah,
Oh no, I'm envisioning some stuff now.
Remember what I said about Savannah. That's all I'm gonna say. And Duke isn't with that young lady anymore. They broke up. They both had wild lifestyles. Yeah, they're not with each other anymore. Kai, of course, Phantom, of course, you know, Chris, of course. But the like think about it if I'm editing until stop.
You're so missing.
Think about if I have to edit until 3:30 in the morning. You know what I'm saying? And at some point, like, damn, bro, we moved in so we could sleep in the bed. Like, at what point are you gonna come to bed? Type shit.
That's why when I was thinking about live streaming for my other channel, I was like, nah, I can't do it on the pod off days, bro. Like, if she comes home at like 6, we're together for like an hour, and then I go on the pod for a live stream. By the time I'm on, most of the time she's asleep. But if I had to stream 5 times a week at night, I would literally see her for like a total of 3 hours a day. Which kind of defeats the whole purpose of us living together.
And yeah, you would get cooked if you did that, young blood. Trust.
Yeah, we all. Well, no question. Yeah. Not even a question.
No, but I'm saying that because some niggas think that it's cool. Like, I know niggas that not even content creator. They just work their 9-to-5s, get 2 jobs, work the doubles every time they ask. And they used to be like, yeah, I spend like 2-3 hours with my girl. And they get on the game, too. I'd be like, 2-3 hours with my girl. I'm like, yeah, y'all ain't lasting. you about to get chopped.
They get caught up in their own head, but they don't even understand that the person right next to them. And mind you, I say this only because, as Shaq has said it at every single turn, like, his biggest regret is like losing his family, like dead ass. Like, oh, that's his biggest regret in life, no question asked. I don't know if we went through some of these. Did we read Kimry's?
Yeah,
we read Kimry's, yeah. But we missed a couple $5 one.
There we go. Persian Fear, he's been through this situation before. Unfortunately, the light switch just doesn't flip until they hit rock bottom. Sometimes, hope he wakes up. Don't know if that's Kyrie or
I don't know if that's Kyrie or
Tom Brady. But both of them apply.
Damn.
Both of them apply. Yeah. Emmanuel. Shout out to Emmanuel, man. Love the pod, y'all. Happy Halloween. I'm behind. I gotta go back to what Omar said. Suggesting ivermectin is not dangerous. No. In fact, I'm saying it is dangerous. But there were people out there that were, you know, championing it. Joe Rogan, most notably. That's when Joe Rogan was talking about
No, Omar, he's saying that it's not dangerous. I think you misread it.
Omar says, suggesting ivermectin is not dangerous.
Yes.
Having so many punctuation issues, please. I'm behind. I just got to go back to what Omar said, period. Suggesting ivermectin, is not dangerous.
Yeah,
I get it.
He's
I see
saying
it.
It's not dangerous.
I don't right? know. I think that's what he's saying. I want to put this out here. I don't stand by that. If we just Google it, ivermectin, by definition, is an anti-parasite It's a medicine. It's a medicine. It can treat infections caused by roundworms, threadworms, and other parasites. It is for animals. It is for animals. It's for topical diseases and stuff like that. So during the pandemic, they were saying, there were people saying that you should take that for Rona. Like, you should ingest that for Rona. There's no way that I would come on this podcast and say you should ingest a topical ointment to treat Rona. But Emmanuel, I'd love to hear from you, buddy.
I don't know about it. Speak on it.
Danny Sins with 20. With all due respect, Omar, Savannah. See, this is what I mean right here. That's not a period. That should be like a comma.
That should be a comma. All due respect, Omar, comma, capital O. Savannah got it going on.
That's why I don't know if this is... Anyway, Savannah got it going on. Somebody said, do y'all use periods when y'all text? Somebody said I was old for doing that.
Periods? I mean,
I don't do it for the last sentence. If it's like
last sentence kind of means like you did the fuck ass. Like, you are not trolling. Like, I like when you text those, I had to get used to you. Cause I was like, damn, this thing Omar always on fucking 20.
Like, why is he so mad? Like,
I'm like, damn, Omar, shit, we can't just talk. Nah, I had to get used to you. Like, I'm just recently getting used to you, bro. I'm gonna keep it hot. I'll end it, but like mid sentence, of course.
Damn, my fault. Why did I say,
bro? No, because at first I was like, okay,
at some point, bro.
I'm being so serious. Fuck it. We on air. Okay, I was like, damn, this thing Omar just hates my fucking guts. All right, bro. Damn, but no, over time, I'm like, oh, that's actually just how he texts. Okay, cool, whatever.
Hey, I text like I would write a paper. I try to use as much punctuation. As my fault. I ain't know. Right.
It's cool now. Now I know. But I was like, damn. Nigga.
Shit. Copping soundboard software for $50. Period.
Hey, no cap. I'm like, all right,
dog. I guess. I mean,
that, like, hey. So as he says that, I'm like, are you saying we all should do that? Like, my bad.
But what does that mean? Like, in his voice, I'm like, but what does that mean?
Like are you mad? Like, was Soul supposed to offer it?
Hey, this nigga B Soul's like, all right, if Omar said that in real life, what would he be saying right now? Like, how would he say? And my fault, bro. My fault, OG.
I promise.
My mom does the same thing, so. Look at Sage. Yeah, my mom, too.
Hey, but she mean that. Hey, she mean that shit.
Oh, 90% of the time she did that.
Hey, she mean that shit.
My mom is trolling if she call. If she text, she did this.
My family uses ellipses, so the three dots, they use that.
Oh, my goodness.
My mom be going crazy.
Yeah.
All the put everything. I'm had good. A good dot, day. Dot, 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 fuck. Dot. Whoa.
You want to talk? I just said I'm good. LOL. Oh, okay. My bad.
Usually when somebody says like ellipses, I be thinking they like sly with some shit. Like they really not feeling it. So I put an outfit in. I put a picture of me and like I was going out somewhere in a family group chat. They said, outfit looks nice. Dot, dot, dot. What you talking about? What you mean? Because I know you can't dress.
That would have fucked with me all day. I ain't going to lie. That would have fucked me all day.
Let me go back and read this. Danny Sin says, with all due respect, Omar, Savannah got it going on. She absolutely has nothing going on.
I forgot how shorty looked. This is fucked up.
You know
this is fucked up and I'm not stopping.
Tony is tripping, right? Tony,
I'm talking about what Sage just said.
Oh, wait, what'd he say?
Don't clip that shit out of context. Go ahead, man.
Wait, what? What'd I say?
Chatting on
I said,
bro.
Tony says having your girlfriend living in a content house is the quickest way to get cheated on.
Dennis walking around the house.
Yo, damn, I must think Duke got a cock on him. That's crazy, bro. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, yeah, that's how she looked. Oh, cool. Is she all right?
Okay, Sage. Okay.
I had to find out. Okay. I forgot how she looked.
You said all right though.
Oops. I mean, that's his wife. Right? What the fuck?
LeBron ain't gonna check you, Sage.
I'm a respectful guy, man. I respect relationships, man. Except for Rihanna.
Right though.
I mean, she look good. She's an attractive woman.
Listen, let's take two Q&A questions, and then, you know, Sage gotta, or you gotta skedaddle now, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, they running late, but any moment, yeah.
You wanna be on time to the party?
Nah, I gotta set something up. I gotta set something up.
Candles?
No.
Hey, yo, that's great. Hey, the Q&A link is down there.
Let's read the super chat while we're waiting. Emmanuel Chica says, the chairman of Tokyo Medical Association recommended ivermectin to the population of Japan. Real quick, all love to the pod. Hope to be part of the community soon. Navy B has been keeping me too busy, but things changing right now. Hey, you know Chronic?
Oh, my God.
No, I appreciate it.
To that point, though, Emmanuel, I would love for you to come up here, and or we could talk later. You'd have to tell me how an anti-parasitic medication can clear out a viral infection, especially one that's topical. I would love to know. Ingesting topical medicine usually does not go well. I ain't never seen a nigga say, eat Neosporin and it'll cure your cold. So I would love to, you know what I'm saying?
The first thing I got is ginger ale cures all. That's close
thing. Hey, host that Twitter space. He'll be there, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's ivermectin. Real crazy Twitter space.
Joe Rogan. Hey, have y'all seen them tweets that are like, oh my God, every day Kevin Samuels is proven to be right. Just, I miss him every day.
Dead.
Hey, God. I seen somebody with a Kevin Samuels chain. Shit was nasty.
Jesus. Anthony.
What's going on, yo? What's up? What's good, man? I really don't have a question. I just haven't seen y'all. Haven't been on the pod in a while, so I was just saying what's up.
Oh, that's so adorable.
Yeah, why are you not at work?
It's been a minute.
Well, for your information, I quit my security job like months ago. Oh. And
for greener pastures?
Yeah.
Oh, drop that bomb. Drop that. Okay. Yes, sir.
Good shit, man. Good shit.
Yeah, just I used to actually have two jobs, but now I only have one. So
okay. Oh, that's really good.
That's the one. Damn, Anthony. Shit.
Thank you. But yeah, I just want to say what's up, man. I haven't spoken to y'all in a while.
Okay, now that you don't work there anymore, what was the worst part about the job?
Oh yeah.
Oh, just the job that y'all know about, the security job. maybe just dealing with the thieves, I guess. Y'all always I don't work. I'm probably the best security guard that they ever had. Every other security guard, they don't do shit. So yeah.
You can't put your hands on them, can you?
I wasn't supposed to.
Oh shit.
Really.
And that's what made him the best. Okay.
Yeah. made him effective. Crazy.
I try not to, but, you know, they usually have a bag, so I just take the bag off of them, empty it, and then throw it back at them. So
you ain't never had to, like, really yoke up somebody or push somebody or nothing like that?
What's the worst stealing attempt you've ever seen? Yeah. Like, you're like, all right, really, bro? Like, this is your way of getting the shit?
Oh, some dude just tried to steal right in front of me. Thought he was just about to walk out. That wasn't happening. Tackled him to the floor and everything. Took the bag.
Okay, Batman. What the fuck?
Nah, never mind. I won't explain it. But yeah, that's the worst steal attempt, I guess.
Just doing it. Frame one, man.
All right, man.
Anthony, I'm proud of you.
Having a good time.
I'm glad you have one job now, because I know the two job madness. I'm glad you have one job now.
Thank you.
2 months and hell no.
My boy, Damo playing absent father.
This is. Hey, get out of here, Anthony. Get out of here.
Get him gone.
Let's do one more. Axel Focus. I'm gonna read this.
Oh shit, yo, what's good, yo?
Yo,
is that one of them TV dinner trays like that you?
Yeah, yeah, I use it for my keyboard and my mouse.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. That's all I wanted to know. Okay, all right, what's your question,
bro? Sure. What's my question? Well, this is actually my first time listening to you guys live. I've been seeing your clips on YouTube Shorts for a minute, so I figured I'd tune in. You know what I'm saying? So. I'm saying shout out to whoever.
YouTube Shorts. You found this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, Ace.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
How you liking the experience so far, man? Like, you vibing?
I'm liking it. Yeah, I'm vibing, bro. I don't really vibe to most podcasts, man. Like, I usually just listen to, like, you know, like 20, 30 minute clips of certain ones. You know, like, you guys, you, No Jumper, and then Poor Man's Podcast are the only ones, like, I'll listen to full length wise. You know what I mean? Damn. Like live at least. Class to be in.
Let me say this. I'm glad you came up. All of our TikTok editors, short editors right now, he just saved y'all's jobs. He just saved y'all's jobs.
That's foul. That's
y'all
foul.
Welcome, bro.
Damn. What's your question?
My question, honestly, well, I mean, like I said, like I've just you know, recently tuned in and really started paying attention to you guys. So it's how did it, like, who started the Let's Keep It a Buck podcast? Like, how did this come to fruition in like a TLDR format?
I did.
Oh, okay.
It was look at this dude. It was quarantine, like beginning of quarantine type shit. I wanted to start a podcast. Okay. I was like, essentially at the time, the only content I was doing was NBA content. So I wanted to make a podcast, right, and just chill with my friends type shit. Talk about other things. Okay. And then it became a basketball podcast. So we're trying to pivot out. I think we've done a good job.
Yeah, you've done a pretty good job, man. Because, like, I fuck with basketball somewhat, but nah, that's a lie. Never mind. I don't fuck with basketball like that, but I fuck with, like, MMA when it comes to sports. So I think you guys are funny sometimes.
If you want the full breakdown, the meetup episode will give you the real breakdown as to all how it all came together.
Okay, dope. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Is the one right before we smoked the Queen Elizabeth's pack.
Yeah, you already did that one.
I was gonna say, like, it's on the channel. Okay, yeah. I'll check that out. Yeah, for sure.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Y'all keep it a buck, bro. And I'm just like,
this is crazy. Yo.
Ass crazy.
Real quick, Emmanuel wants us to know. Wish I could come up, but I'm busy helping my mom. Just listening to the pod on my headphones, I can't really explain it that well here. But the way ivermectin boosts your immune system helps you fight the infection effectively. This is okay. Listen, we're gonna go on this one. Cruz, what'd you have to say before we get out of here?
I really just wanted y'all to show my Halloween outfit because I shaved my face for it and committed a lot. So really, that's it.
Oh my god, let me see.
It's been a minute since he's been up in the Q&A. I was just like a Q&A guy.
Yeah, you been well?
It's been a minute since you've been up.
You been well?
I've been well. I'm straight. It's good to hear, man. How about yourself?
Very cordial.
I've been great.
I'm doing splendid right now. No cap. Hold on. Shout out to the Bulma Simp for 100. Smackaroons. Off the strength.
Cruz, I'm sorry. I couldn't find it, but I had to. I can play it this way.
Do you have it in the DMs? Did you send it to me? I can put it.
Yeah, I sent it to the topics.
Okay.
Why you do that? This one won't get us clapped, so I don't know what to tell y'all, boys. I'm going to just do her move. I like her move.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I got to play for this.
Yeah, I said, I told you niggas 8:30. They not even here yet, and I'm leaving. This is out of my realm.
Her new song, that SpongeBob song?
That's
SpongeBob song, boy. How can I lose if I'm already chose? Like
come on, man. Oh, man.
What? Yes.
How can I lose if I'm already chose?
You got it?
Oh, yeah, you're the taco on the stick dude.
No, I was Baby John. I'm on the left.
Nah, I see you on the left.
Baby John? Who's Baby John?
Keep scrolling. You'll see the source image. Right. You'll see the source image.
No, he doesn't, but he doesn't know who Baby Tron is.
Yeah, I don't know Baby Tron like that. You look like
he got a down pack though.
Yeah, damn. You look like him. I say that.
How can I lose if someone already chose?
That's all in that.
Like,
just need to add like a fake chain.
Damn. If she feeling hot, then I make a bitch frozen. I get a bitch tight every time that I post. Damn.
Damn.
I don't want to seem like I'm hating on the women rapper, but holy.
Hey, don't act like, hey, somebody reminded me though. There was an era of rap. There's been a lot of eras of rap. Yo, trash music. Y'all niggas let trash music just.
You talking about the designer tweet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Off the designer, Lil Pump, all them niggas, man. I hate y'all for that.
We let that shit go.
I hate y'all for that.
All right, Quan Smith, where the munchies at? I like that. I like that. Keon. JR. Oh, Keon? Hey, hit the Quan. Hit the Quan. That was another one. Omar throwing that thing. You right, man. You right, baby. And Spencer Dinwiddie stands as Spencer is him. Solo is the whole NBA. Acknowledge him, Sage. Spencer over Roman Reigns. Spencer Winwitty. Spencer Hemwitty.
You watch your mouth.
Listen, the Bulma sip coming back with 20. Yeah.
Is that Russ?
You're talking to you, Cruz. I don't know. We got that straight.
Cruz, me personally, I wouldn't tolerate that.
You're talking about me?
Yeah,
he's talking about you.
Oh shit! Well, I guess I can't take it.
Listen, man, Sage, say goodbye to the people, man.
All right, people. It's main boy TSO Sage, man. It's gonna be a great day. Tomorrow or the next day, I got a little video plan for y'all. Let's just leave it at that. I got a little video plan for y'all.
Hey, apparently,
Keon.
Yo, I hate B-Souls. I hate B-Souls.
Thanks for getting it right, B-Souls. B-Souls, say goodbye to the people.
Peace out, y'all. Hope y'all like this Halloween episode. Came out with the damn. So Vexa says, I'm thinking about changing my name to Cujo to make it easier on y'all. One more before
pause,
we go.
Pause.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
Can you say that? I'm trying to make it easier on y'all. Is that pause?
No, actually, it's pretty sus.
Hey man, shout out to the guy, man. I think they want. I don't know. Maybe they want.
I don't know what one more they want, but my end button is ready.
Now you know what they want to see, say.
He playing with fire.
Yes, sir!
Texas Beanie Baby.
I'm already chose. Like. If love she feeling hot, then I make that bitch frozen. She get every tight of it. I post damn.
It's
a party salad that I better not go.
Why would I go? Come on, man. Come on.